Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 8. In John 8, we start out with this story of the adulterous woman who had been brought before Jesus. The Jewish religious elite said that the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. But consistent with Jesus' grace, after those who accuse her leave, we find that he tells this woman that she should go and sin no more. Now, this story is actually not in the earliest and most reliable manuscripts. It seems as though it has been interjected into John's text. So I would argue that chapter 7, verse 52 connects with chapter 8, verse 12. But we will read this story because we believe that it is consistent with Jesus and his grace. Therefore, we believe that this story could have truly occurred. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, he says this, and he gets challenged from the Jews who do not believe in him. Yet Jesus tells them that if they abide in his word, they will truly be his disciples, and that they would know the truth, and the truth would make them free. Many believed in him, but many did not. Ultimately, it comes down to what you believe about the Son of God. As we read this text, I hope that you'll meditate on this truth, that you'll ask this question: what do you truly believe about Jesus? Was he a good teacher? Was he a good man? Was he some sort of prophet? Or is he truly the Son of God? Has he truly been sent from God? Because that is exactly what he's claiming here. He's claiming that he has been sent from God, and he's making himself out to be equal with God. As a matter of fact, this chapter ends with Jesus saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Of course, Jesus is picking up on the I am statement. He's declaring he is the one who appeared to Moses in the burning bush, the great I am. That's exactly how the Jews took him when they picked up stones to throw at him. They wanted to stone him. They wanted to kill him because he was making himself out to be God. So, as you consider this text, who do you believe Jesus is? He claims to be the great I am. Do you believe that to be true? John chapter 8, verses 1 through 59. Everyone went to his home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the center of the court, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery, in the very act. Now in the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?" They were saying this, testing him, so that they might have evidence to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. But when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones. And he was left alone, and the woman where she was in the center of the court. Straightening up, Jesus said to her, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your witness is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I bear witness about myself, my witness is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I'm not judging anyone. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone in it, but I am the Father who sent me. Even in your law it has been written that the witness of two men is true. I am he who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." So they were saying to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury as he was teaching in the temple, and no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. Then he said to them, "I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews were saying, "Surely he will not kill himself, since he says, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" And he was saying to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." So they were saying to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you. But he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I am saying to the world." They did not know that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing from myself, but I speak these things as the Father taught me, and he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he was speaking these things, many believed in him. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed, and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. And the slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son does remain forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, yet you are seeking to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak the things which I have seen with my Father. Therefore, you also do the things which you heard from your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." And Jesus said to them, "If you are Abraham's children, you would do the deeds of Abraham. But now you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and have come from God. For I have not even come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. For he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them, because you are not of God." The Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor the Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death, ever." The Jews said to him, "Now we know you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets also, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death, ever. Surely you are not greater than our father Abraham, who died. The prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.